Continue along our state football previews, hoping to chat with all 28 coaches getting ready for the state semifinals. And Grundy Center back, a part of the 1A field. We're talking with head coach Travis Sajak. Coach, you know, another year, another trip to Cedar Falls. I know it's a place you guys know the way to quite well by now, but it's never easy. Tell us about it and how you guys are feeling.
Well, it's been a really good year for us. Once again, Trevor, you know, we've I think continue to play at a higher level from week to week as we progress through the season. You know, obviously this time of year, it's health is probably at the utmost importance for your kids and making sure that they're ready to go for the next game. And knock on wood, we've come out of the first handful of games here in the playoffs in relatively good shape. And now we're looking forward to a great week of preparation before we play Regina on Friday morning.
Well, as I mentioned, this is a program that this has become a norm to end your season in Cedar Falls. And this group doesn't know any better, right? But they saw the groups before them have success. What can you say about the culture and the foundation that has been set there at Grundy Center that's allowed this to become as frequent as it's been?
Well, it starts with a lot of really talented kids, obviously. And there's a lot of teams I think they could say that, they have talented kids, but hard to get over the top. And I think what has helped us a ton is just the fact that they're talented, but they're also willing to work incredibly hard. And I'm going to use kind of like air quotes here in the off season. We really don't have much of an off season here with our kids at Grundy Center. Several of them are involved in at least three sports, some four, and even a handful are involved in five sports because they dual sport in the spring. So, you throw all that together, plus the consistency in the weight room and by and large, families that understand it takes what it takes. And you've got the potential to do some pretty magical things, and that's what we're kind of in the middle of right now.
With this team in particular, as you guys have maneuvered through the season, what have been the things that you've really liked?
Well, I think it's kind of a similar response every year at this time is just kind of the ascension of your kids that maybe weren't on the field very much on last year's team. Last year's team went on another heck of a run, and we're playing at the highest of levels at the end of the season to win a championship. And, the kids that are now on the field, they were watching, learning, observing all those lessons learned. And I think that's, if you're getting those new contributors competing at a high level, and again, if they're healthy, you get a chance to be pretty good. And I think that's kind of where we're at right now.
Coaches talk, not just in football, but, across all sports about, taking things one game at a time and just focusing on the task at hand. It's no secret that you guys have been in a highly publicized win streak that dates back multiple years. How important has it been for you guys to go, hey, this is cool and all, but we just want to go 1-0 this week?
We treat everyone the same. And then, not to fall into the cliches of the gig, but it's really just, nameless, faceless, next. It doesn't matter if it's week one or two non-district or it's a state championship. You go through your process as a staff, and then you share that same process with your kids, and you do the same thing week in and week out, and you create those habits and those structures that we're going to do everything we can to put our kids in the best position to be successful when it comes to game time. And I think by and large, our kids year after year have kind of bought into that that mindset and that mantra. And you're right. Go 1-0 this week. That's the goal.
Who or what have been maybe like the most pleasant surprise on this year's team?
Well, I think the development of our kids along the line of scrimmage. I mentioned a lot of newer faces. I think of Carter Ruth, who's a 2A starter for us, O-line and D-line. Kyle Seitz, who's been an offensive starter every game, a handful of defensive starts. Jackson Huseman continues to ascend. Cash Combs, those are all 11th grade boys. We've got a sophomore that's made a real big contribution on special teams and has slowly started to integrate himself into offense and defense, and that's Cooper Keller. You throw those collection of kids like that and a handful others in both classes with a pretty talented and battle-tested senior group, you've got a chance to be pretty good, and I think that's where we're at right now.
Now, looking to this week in the semifinals, facing Iowa City, Regina. I know it's a program you guys are a little familiar with them, but it's been a few years. Tell me about this matchup and the challenges it'll present to your team.
They're really good. There's no doubt about that. They've got, you know, playmakers and difference makers, you know, all over the place on the film. And, you know, they play a style of football that I think is very similar to us, pretty explosive offense, but they can still, you know, sustain drives, convert third downs. And then defensively, they're opportunistic. They slam the door in your face. They jump out to a big lead, and it makes it really tough to come back. So we have our work cut out for us. I think, you know, they're going to be one of the better teams we've seen all season. And obviously I'm thinking they probably think the same. So should be a good matchup. And, you know, two of the remaining four teams in the state, you can't ask for anyone more than that.
When you get to a game like this and facing an opponent like you're seeing with Regina, what are the most important things?
I think it's just a matter of kind of managing the week. And, you know, we're not getting on the bus to go up to the Unidome today to play. You know, we got a few days. We got to get some good practice and preparation with the kids and manage emotions effectively. And really, that's kind of what it all boils down to. Once you're inside the dome and you're playing, all the pomp and circumstances and all the different things leading up to it, it's still another high school football game. You just happen to be playing it in the Taj Mahal, Iowa High School football. And that's exciting. We're tried and true. We've got a pretty good process up there, but that all that stuff really doesn't matter until it comes down to the kickoff time and having our kids ready to go.
That is Travis Zajac, the head football coach at Grundy Center. Coach, appreciate the time today and wish you the best.
Thanks, Trevor. Go Spartans.